The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband and assistant.
And sign guy. Everything.
Everything.
Pat Devaney. Good to be here, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today.
All right. We also have a very special guest. We've had her before. She's no stranger to our program, Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
It's nice to be here.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We're here Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic, mail it in to us and maybe we'll do it. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and visit jruddy.com to listen to all of our archive radio shows, or if you want to check out our property listings or the MLS listings. Okay, Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Tell me a little bit about you, your background, how long you've been doing this, please.
Well, actually, I've started this business about 8 years ago, and I really felt that I wanted to help people and with their design of their home. I had been doing it for friends and family, and during that time, about 2005, I felt that this was going to be something that I could do, and it became something that was up and coming, and I thought it would be a really good way to market some of my talents and abilities. So I went on and I got some certification behind me and new set of skills, and I work with a whole host of different clientele in Northeast PA.
And if we check out your website, you have a lot of before and after photos that are remarkable. You're international staging and redesign professional.
You That's correct.
Okay. And you are a member of the Real Estate Staging Association and Staging Excellence Alliance.
Right.
Okay. So you're very good at what you do. And I thought this was the perfect time of the year, springtime, to discuss staging. There's a lot of people that hear that word. It's a real estate buzzword, and it's become very popular. But there are people that don't take the time to stage for one reason or another. Let's talk about what staging is and what staging isn't, please.
Well, staging is really, it's a marketing tool, but it certainly uses design. It uses design principles, but it goes a little bit deeper. I mean, we really look at looking at that objective eye, what the buyers out there, the broader audience of buyers would be. So we showcase the home. We really look at the key areas of those homes, those focal areas of the home, and really try to maximize that for optimal sale. What it does is it targets a broader audience. And again, we really try to maximize the house's features and get it sold.
And make it more appealing. And it's a wonderful tool sellers have at their disposal, and it does make a difference. And in the long run, it's been proven to actually get a little bit more if they want top dollar, and it helps them to achieve that sometimes.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And I think sometimes people might think that it is expensive. It doesn't have to be expensive. If it's done correctly, it can help the sellers achieve their goals. And any property, any size, no matter the size or the asking price, can benefit from staging.
That's right. And when you look at the dollars and cents to this, you can't afford not to stage in this day. I mean, you have a whole competition of new homes out there. And when you are staging your home, you're investing anywhere from 1%, even up to 3%. And that's with construction, if you have to do some updates and repairs. But if you look at the average cost, what you're spending, and the return on that, which is 8 to 10% back. You can't afford not to stage your home. I mean, there's a lot of statistics out there. When you have a house on the market and it's been on the listing for 9 months, I mean, each month it's on the market, it's going to be reduced further and further. Absolutely. And so the sooner you can get it staged, the better. And I always tell people that I'm working with and I'm consulting with, you know, you really want to make sure that you are doing this before you list it. The photos go out with a population out there that are very internet savvy. Our marketing group is, you know, your 25 to 44 age group. Group of potential buyers are going out and they are going to be surfing the internet. So when they can see a house that is really going to be inviting, wow, I really want to look at this, that's going to speak volumes.
Well, a lot of times when people call us for addresses and they're driving by, they make their decision from their car whether they want to go into a house or not. So I believe in staging the outside as well as the inside of the home. And you're right, many times these days there's statistics out there, 88 to 90% of the people looking for a home start their search on the internet, and those photos which we provide to the consumer as part of what we do, though, that impression is hitting that person from the comfort of their den or home at midnight or 3 a.m. in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. They're looking at those photos deciding whether they want to go into the home to look at it, to preview it, to see it as part of what they want in terms of their living style and atmosphere and environment. So these are the very important things that we have to do as realtors to market the home, is to make sure those pictures look not deceiving. We don't want to deceive anybody, but the best that they can look in the house and the property in the best light possible.
That's so true. And the curb appeal, I can't say enough about the exteriors and the curb appeal. When you look at, you know, many studies have been done, but it's just the curb appeal is huge. When people are going to be doing a drive-by, for those people who do the drive-bys and want to take a Sunday drive and they go around to see some of the homes for sale, that exterior is going to really, you know, showcase that house. And I'm going to be going over some staging tips and some other details later on in the show. But that curb appeal is very, very important, and it's not to be neglected.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. So tell me, what is the process of home staging? Let's start with the exterior. What do we do?
Well, actually, when you look at the whole process, I have to say, even before you do that, the process of home staging is when you're working with a client, you are sitting down, finding the timeline, when they are going to be listing it. You look at, you know, how much they may want to invest in this. I do a little bit of education prior to, and then I would actually, you know, meet with them in their home. Obviously, we do a walkthrough. We do a fairly comprehensive evaluation of their home. I talk about, you know, some of the things that they have, things that we can use in their home. So we go through a room by room evaluation. Then I would actually take that information and through photos that I've also taken, and I can put together a staging plan for them, and that will be a follow up meeting. So we go through each room, and I show them floor plans, how to maximize this area, how to showcase this feature using focal areas, how to really make this more inviting to that target audience that we're trying to bring in. It's important to go over the timeline with the homeowners, and that is important when you're trying to pack things up for selling. We try to depersonalize some of those areas. We take photos off the wall. I mean, there's a process that the homeowners need to be a part of, and that's an important part for them. And I do like to get them engaged in every part that they can be involved with. It brings them into that whole process.
So if I got the door to the kitchen and it's covered with all of the little kids' drawings and it's got all the stuff from kindergarten and everything, should I take that down?
Absolutely.
And all the pictures of the little boy on the whole wall?
Sure. And depersonalizing. It can be a very hard thing for families when they're getting ready to move. But getting everything off the refrigerator, of course, that's going to be a given. And not just the pictures, but even like the little tape marks that are left behind. And as I go through some of the staging tips, things that you can take with you today to get your home ready, those you might think them to be small items, but they really are very important. But taking photos off the wall that showcase your grandparents, your family history, those knickknacks, those are things that we say, you know, let's pack these up, let's get them boxed, labeled. So, but staging really is an organized process, and that's what I'll help clients with, to get everything packed up and to really help ease them through this whole process. Because again, it could be very stressful for them, especially if they have to downsize. So that's one of the things I do.
Well, when you live in a home, that's one thing. But when you're living in it to sell it and market it, that's another thing. So you're right. Those are very important points you just made, which I'd love to talk to you about after the break. We're headed towards a break. Before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
We have an absolutely gorgeous townhouse in Glenmora Commons. This home is hardly lived in, and it looks like brand new, and it's got no clutter at all. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath home with a built-in one-car garage. It has a tiled entrance with leaded glass double doors, crown molding, a fireplace, cathedral ceilings in the living room. It has a two-story open staircase. The master bedroom has French doors that lead to a balcony. It has a great kitchen with hardwood floors. This house is really fabulous. You really have to see it. The basement. Now, the basement has 9-foot ceilings. I've been in a lot of houses that don't even have 9-foot ceilings. And it has a patio off the living room. So if you're looking for a fabulous townhouse in Glenmora Commons, give us a call about 703 O. Henry Close. That's a two-bedroom, two-bath townhouse for $259,000.
Thank you, Pat. And I have an announcement. We welcome John Sokolowski to our team of professionals. John just joined us. He has been a realtor since 2009. John earned an associate's degree in architectural drafting and design, and he worked in the architectural field for 30 years. Also, John is a former senior property administrator for PNC Bank. John resides in Moosic with his family. He loves helping buyers and sellers connect. So please give John a call at our office, 344-6724. He's extension 221. He'd love to help you. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market.
it. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, co-host.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And you?
I'm pretty good.
Great. And our special guest, Mary Justice, owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. Good morning again, Mary.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about what staging is, what staging is not. We talked a little bit about what you do on your first initial visit and then your second visit, and how you prepare people in the process of home staging, and you start your discussions. And a lot of it is depersonalizing and decluttering, and you're talking about a timeline. If someone's thinking you want to get to them, these people that want to sell their home, or they just want to make a better living environment for themselves. But let's talk about, because we do real estate, people want to stage their home to make it look the best they can make it. How long before they list the property should they call you? How many months in advance?
Well, for their benefit, 1 to 2 months is good, just because if there are going to be those specific construction needs, if there's repairs, say the bathroom needs some, you know, new tiles, some grouting, if there needs to be some new flooring, you want to have time to be able to get those types of things done. Painting. So 1 to 2 months generally, and I've done it where it's been a month in advance and we were okay. But you really want to make sure that they have time without additional stress on them.
Well, staging isn't always major reconstruction.
No.
Okay. And or remodeling. So if you have a big job to do, of course you want the time to be able to do it before the home goes on the market. But if it's just minor things, or depersonalizing or decluttering or cleaning, obviously that wouldn't take as much time.
Right. So again, I have talked with people and just a few weeks down the line before they were ready to sell, ready to list it, and I've done some just furniture arrangement, maybe some artwork, accents, and that turnaround time is not much. So, I mean, that could you could have a couple of weeks lead time.
So that's why it's important to call you when they're thinking about
right.
putting their house on the market. You come out, you're that objective point of view. You can look at it a lot differently because they live in it, so they don't see the medicine on the counter, the pile of paperwork, the pile of bills, or their valuables out in the open, whereas you come in and you instantly, that's where your eye goes.
Right, and that in-home visit is very important when I do that room-by-room walkthrough, because I look at those things. I look objectively. I look at what the buyer would see. And so by having that time and that lead time so that they can pack, they can get all the necessary things off the walls and do it the right way, so they're not just throwing things in a box, because that's going to just add more work when they actually have to move. So I really do want to give them that lead time.
You were talking about focal points before when you walk into a house. What are the focal points of the house?
Well, there's architectural focal points. If there's a fireplace or a beautiful picture window, we want to make sure that the furniture arrangement is going to really maximize that focal point. So, and again, not to make traffic patterns confusing, because that can happen too. So we really want to I like to hone in on all those focal points of a room. And it could be the fireplace, like I said. It could be the window. But it might be something other than that. That's the architectural feature of that house or that room.
Some houses have beautiful staircases. Absolutely beautiful staircases. And I've gone into other houses with fireplaces that are just covered with games, like the Wii games and CDs and everything. You can't see the fireplace because it's all covered.
Or appreciate it. You may see it, but it looks cluttered, so you're distracted from that.
Right.
And, you know,
a lot of times when we go into homes and we're showing the home, we're tripping over the towel that's left on the bathroom floor.
The kids' toys.
Or the kids' toys, and how important it is to put these things away. And decluttering isn't taking all that stuff and moving it to another point in the house, because if you're shoving it in that closet, that buyer's opening that closet and that right. beach ball hits them on the head. So you're defeating right. the whole purpose of making your home feel and look and be spacious.
Right. And again, giving them a nice organizational plan to follow is important. And if you have to order, you know, certain units or pieces that they could actually take with them for their new home is important. And I do like to teach along the way. And it's crucial. I mean, I feel that people have learned a lot just from the process of staging, and they've taken these same skills and, you know, onto their new home. But I really think it's important even to use the kids. I mean, they want to help. And I have them, you know, put their toys away. I show them where that needs to go. I've done this more with some redesign, with some storage pieces I did in a bedroom. And the kids were so engaged with that process. And if they had their own little bin, they were very keen into just putting everything away, so that they were proud of that. So you can take some of those same types of tools with this, certainly under the guidance of the parents, but getting the family involved in that organizational process is very important.
And, you know, some people would have a problem taking down the pictures of the family and their reminders every day, the love that's in the home and the children. So they would, why do we take these pictures down? What's the point?
Well, again, you're trying to market to a broad audience, and you don't want to have, you know, your grandmother or aunt or uncle on the wall. And I mean, it just takes away. So we try to really make sure that it's going to showcase to a larger audience. But I also, on that same note, when someone is selling and they're occupying their home, I often say, you know, let's take these photos off the wall. And if you have a framed photo that, you know, you can just take off when you're showing the house, that's fine too, because that's important. I mean, if they want to feel like they want that picture of their grandmother or their parents, I mean, that's, or their children, they can certainly do that. But when you're showing a house, you want to remove anything that's going to be very specific to that homeowner.
Well, the buyer can't visualize themselves right. in a home that has all that person's family and memories right. and things like that. So it's important that they can come in and they can see themselves there.
I've been showing houses too with pictures all across the counter, and the people I'm showing the house to get so distracted that they're looking at all of these pictures and, oh, I know Joe Smith and I know this one, and why are they selling the house? And then it totally distracts them from the reason that we're there.
Yeah, that's a good point. So really just trying to change out some of those pieces with some artwork that they can use. And staging, one of the things that I always tell homeowners is they feel like, well, I don't want to have to buy a lot of things for my home when I'm going to be moving. Well, I do say we do rent some furniture if it's necessary. If there's an old battered couch and chair, we can change that out with a rental piece. And again, stagers will work with different vendors to help clients as much as they can. They'll take inventory that they have collected that they use, as well as accents. And it helps the buyer, so they're not having to put down out a lot of money for a lot of new things. But if they are going to be moving and they need a new sofa, I say, you know what, maybe you want to do this as an investment now, and you can certainly take it with you. So there's a lot of different ways that you can stage your rooms that is cost efficient for the client.
Right, and I think a lot of people, we started the show off by saying that a lot of people think that staging is expensive, and it doesn't have to be.
No, it really doesn't, and you can do as much as you really need to make sure that when you are investing in this, that you work with a professional stager so that you can focus on those key areas that really do need the attention, so that you aren't all over the place. It's not an interior design process. It is a process of marketing this house so that you can sell it for the best price, and so that it will get sold within that 1 to 2 month period, which is ideal.
And you're making it appeal.
Absolutely.
Appeal to people. So that is, so is less more? Because that's kind of what I'm getting from our conversation today. Less is more, correct?
Less is more, absolutely. And I say, let's edit out. It will make the space look bigger. I'm really big on getting the perimeterizing. I think we talked about this the last time on redesigning. But when you have a furniture placement and you have furniture that's maybe big and bulky, let's edit something out. Let's get an arrangement that really showcases the feature of this room. You know, let's not make the traffic pattern so confusing, and so that when people come in, it looks spacious, it looks grand, the colors are right, and they just say, you know what, I want to live here. And
yes, flow is important. The flow, the Absolutely. Everyday flow of the home, the way it is laid out and the way the people can maneuver their way through the home is important. So enhancing it, making it the most appealing, it does make a lot of sense. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Mary Justice. We're talking about staging, home staging. She is the owner of Simply New Home Staging and Redesign. How do we get in touch with you, Mary, please?
I have a website, simplynewsr.com, www.simplynewsr.com. And on there, you can find just some general information about what I do. There is some additional resources if you want to look into further information on staging. I have a Real Estate Staging Association calculator on there, which is very helpful.
I love that calculator. Yeah. Very nifty.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Right. It's very helpful when they can put their own figures in and find out how much they'd save or how much they would actually be spending.
Right. The calculator is what the monthly mortgage is, what the monthly utilities and taxes insurance would be. And then the calculator does all the calculations. It's a simple calculator, and it actually shows the person how much they will save if they stage the home.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And phone number?
570-575-6936 is the phone number that I can be reached at, and that information is also available on the website.
Okay, great. And you have before and after pictures, which I love.
Right, and they need to be updated. They haven't been updated for a while, but it does show how something can go from
ordinary to extraordinary.
I love that.
Okay, from ordinary to extraordinary. Well, we're out of time for today's show. Would you come back? Because I'd love to talk more about home staging with you.
I would love that. Thank you.
Next week. Okay, we'll see you then. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home that has been carefully cared for over the years. This home is in Clark Summit at 1001 Wildwood Lane. That's in the Abington Heights School District, and it is $112,000. It has a finished lower level that can be used as a workout room or home office, and it also has a finished family room on the lower level. The roof was replaced 3 years ago, and it has a new natural gas hot air furnace, a cedar closet, and the laundry room is also on the first floor. So if you're looking in Clark Summit for a cozy 2-bedroom, 1-bath home with a 1-car garage, give us a call about 1001 Wildwood Lane for only $112,000.
Thank you, Pat. And before we close, I'd like to announce that Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, our office, once again, is a Quality Service Award winner. We received for 2012 the Quality Service Pinnacle Award. We're being recognized for our consistent dedication to customer satisfaction. The award is based solely on our client and customer feedback, and our clients appreciate the outstanding service we provide.
Congratulations, Jackie.
Thank you. Congratulations to you too, because you're a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
You work very hard to keep the standards up very high.
Yes. So I'm very proud of my whole office. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable. Thank you.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you
Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.